Hello, welcome to my first solo podcast. I am Anthony Thomas, and I will be discussing a very famous rapper known as Lil Uzi Vert. Now, Lil Uzi Vert's actual name is Samir Woods. He was born on July 31st, 1994, which would make him 25 years old. He's from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and is very well known in the music world. Lil Uzi Vert has been known to been inspired by a man that goes by the name Gigi Allen. The reason why is he was thought to be a rock star, and Lil Uzi Vert thought as himself as a rock star at a young age. When he was watching a documentary about Gigi Allen, he decided that he wanted to be like him and not really care about how he handles himself and how he is to the public, because he just wanted to have fun and go out and perform the way he wants to perform, just like Gigi Allen. So that is one way Lil Uzi Vert has kind of formed himself as the star he is today in the rap industry. Two really big inspirations for Lil Uzi Vert getting into the rap industry was the Ying Yang Twins' Me and My Brother album. This really got Lil Uzi Vert into the rap scene and started making him realize what he wanted to do. Also, one of his friends back in high school was a rapper and would rap over Chris Brown beats and got a lot of attention, so that put him on that trail as well. And then there was one of the most important things, one of Lil Uzi Vert's favorite albums of all time, is Back Then by Mike Jones. So now that we've covered the upcoming of Lil Uzi Vert in the music industry, let's talk about what he's done in the music industry. So we have plenty of mixtapes that he's created, like Lil Uzi Vert vs. the World, The Perfect Love Tape, Love is Rage, and Love is Rage 1.5, and To Love, To Rage. Then we have his two studio recorded albums, Lil Uzi Vert is Rage 2, Eternal Attack, and you could consider Lil Uzi Vert vs. the World 2, which is the deluxe version of Eternal Attack, which was his most recent album released on March 6, 2020. He's found a lot of success in a lot of his songs, very popular. He's one of the most streamed artists in the world. Right now, he has 22 songs on the Billboard Hot 100, which is very impressive from an artist to have just 22 songs. He's taking up 1/5 of the Billboard Top 100, which is really crazy. He also has an album dropping, I'm assuming somewhat soon again. He said that he was going to start creating music a lot more again since he took a 2-year hiatus from the music industry while he was working on Eternal Attack, which is his newest album. He said he was going to drop another album once a rapper that he once was friends with, Playboi Carti, drops his, since Playboi Carti has been on a hiatus and that him and Lil Uzi got into fight and are no longer friends. So Lil Uzi thinks once Carti drops his album, he's going to drop his album to make sure Carti doesn't find success with his. So I have my little sister Christina with me here now.
Hello.
So I'm going to be interviewing her about what she thinks of Lil Uzi Vert. So she is younger, on the younger side, so she doesn't really know much about his music, but she knows actually a decent amount of it, surprisingly, because of popular sites like TikTok and YouTube, where people use his music as like dancing music and other types of music. So, Christina, what song do you like the most by Lil Uzi Vert?
My favorite song is Futsal Shuffle 2020 because I like the dances that go along with it.
So, since you like the dances, you must have seen the music videos that he makes. And in those, he's known for having different colored hair and different little styles with it. Which one do you like the most?
I think I like the one where it was like pink at the roots and then the blue.
So, since you like Lil Uzi Vert a little bit, at least for your age, do you think that he will make some good music for you to dance to later on?
Probably.
So this concludes the end of my podcast. I'd like just like to say the music part of this has been very interesting. Learning about Lil Uzi Vert through countless interviews I've watched and just doing some little bit reading on his Wikipedia. He's very fascinating, and there was a lot more to him than I ever realized. And if you guys ever wanted to do more research on him, it is really easy. He has a lot of stuff out there, and he's a very public person on the internet. So I would go check him out, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. Goodbye.